I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only stranger. But okay, look, growing up, we would celebrate at that midnight, the 24th, going into the 25th. All right. So I remember I would get anxious, and I would be like, "Is it time yet? Is it time? Is it midnight? Is it midnight?" Because I remember growing up as a little kid, I would always love to open gifts. I mean, just like you guys like to open gifts, I still like to open gifts even today. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because there's a gift that we all want this Christmas, right? We can all agree to this. There's a gift that we all want this Christmas. But what is that perfect gift? Because we all have different gifts that we like. And as I was looking into this, there's actually a few Santa Claus letters that I looked up online, and I want to share this with you. And these are from like little kids, like from 4 and under, okay? So the first one says, "Dear Santa Claus, when you come to my house, there will be cookies for you. But if you are really hungry, you can use your phone and order a pizza to go." All right? This is another one. It says, "Dear Santa, I'll take anything because I haven't been that good." Okay, and then the third one is, "Dear Santa, I want a puppy. I want a playhouse. Thank you. I've been good most of the time." How many of you can relate to these kids making these Santa Claus letters or emails? I don't know. Whatever is the new thing. But I think we can all relate to wanting different gifts, right? But Christmas is always associated with waiting. How many guys love to wait to open a gift? Nobody, right? I mean, it's crazy, right? Why? Why don't we like to wait? Because you want to open it now. You want it now. If I were to tell you, I have $100 for you, who would want it right now, right? Right? I mean, there's all these things that we would buy, right? Shoes, clothes, or whatever it is that you're into, video games. There is always something that we would buy this instant, but we always have to wait, right? That's like the hardest thing to do is to wait. But the question that I want to ask you tonight is, what are you waiting for in your life? What's that one thing that you're waiting for? I want you to think about what is it that you're waiting for, okay? Now, what are you waiting for this Christmas? Are you waiting for that one specific thing? What are you expecting to receive this Christmas? Have you ever asked yourself this question? What am I expecting to receive? Are you looking forward to anything special this Christmas? A stomach ache? Okay. How many of you have like a gift that you really, really want that you know your parents are going to give you? Okay. Okay. What's that one gift? No? Anyone want to share that one gift that you know your parents? Yes. A guitar. Any kind of guitar? What kind of guitar? Acoustic? What brand? You don't know? So an acoustic guitar. But you know your parents are going to get you that gift, right? Now, do you know if they already bought it? Okay. Okay. So they will soon, right? But as we are all expecting for that one thing that we really want in life or this Christmas, there is a passage in the Bible that I want to share with you. And we're not going to put it up here, but I'm just going to read it really fast for you because I don't got that much time. And it is found in Luke chapter 2. Really fast, I'm just going to read it for you. Luke chapter 2, verse 25, and it says like this: "The Holy Spirit has shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him into the temple, he cried out and blessed Jesus," right then and right there. So what's going on? Just like how you're waiting for the perfect gift, there was this man who was waiting for his gift, because God promised him that he would meet Jesus before he would die. And just as how he was waiting, he thought he was never going to see this, because it says that he was old. This man was old, but God told him that he would see this before he would die. So as he was waiting for that perfect gift to show up, to come to him, and whenever he saw Jesus, he knew right then and right there that that was the gift that he was waiting for this whole entire life. Now, check this out. There's another verse that is found in verse 36. And this is from another lady, and it says, Anna, the prophet, was also there, a daughter. And I'm going to skim really fast because I don't got that much time. But it says, she was waiting for 7 years, and she's been there at the temple. She's never left the area, worshiping that night and fasting in prayer. At that very time, Simon was praying. She showed up and broke into the anthem of praise to God and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freedom of Jerusalem. So this was another lady who was waiting for Jesus to show up because they were promised that they would see this before they would die. Now, really fast, they were right there waiting for their perfect gift to show up. How many of you guys know that Jesus always provides what we need? Jesus always provides what we need, not what we want, but what we need. There's a difference, okay? Jesus always provides what we need. And God's comfort, and how many of you guys know that God forgives us of everything that we do? Yeah? You guys know this, right? Not only does he forgive us, but he gives us the things that we need in life. Things that our parents can't give us. Things that this world can't give us. Because things here, or things that we have here in this earth, are materialistic things. But God can give us something far, far much greater than what money can buy, than what our parents can give us. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? What I'm talking to you about tonight is that God can give us something so much greater than money, than cars, than the newest iPhone, the newest J's, the newest whatever it is that you want. God can give us all that and more. And what I'm talking to you tonight is everlasting life. I'm talking about going up to heaven. That is the perfect gift tonight. And that is what I want to talk to you about, is that there is something so much greater than just being here on earth. And it's called accepting Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior so you can have that opportunity to be there in heaven with everyone else that's there praising and worshiping God. So let me ask you this again. What are you waiting for this Christmas? And I'm going to ask for you to stand to your feet, because whatever it is that you're waiting for, Jesus can give it to you as soon as you accept them into your life. And in John chapter 6, verse 36, it says, every person the Father gives eventually comes running. 35, it says, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more. I have told you this explicitly because even though you have seen me in action, you don't really believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me, and once that person is with me, I hold on and don't let go. If you didn't know, once you accept Jesus into your life, God's not going to let you go because he cares so much about you. He cherishes you. He loves you so much. And because you mean so much to him, he doesn't want to let you go because you're his perfect gift to him. Just like he is our perfect gift, some of us have that tendency of letting go of those perfect gifts. And we want the newest things. We want the latest things that are always coming out. But Jesus is always the perfect gift for us. There is a quick story. I don't know. Are we good in time? There is a story about this son who was trying to be a painter. I mean, this guy was average, below average. He was trying to be a somebody. He was trying to make it into the painting world, okay? And something happened to him, and he ended up dying at a young age. But his dad had money. His dad was banking, okay? And whenever this old man passed away, in his will, he wrote that anyone who bought his son's painting at an auction would have all of his money. So they put these paintings in an auction, and they started the bid at a dollar. And then they were like, who wants to buy this painting? Going for a dollar. $1. and it was silent. Nobody bid for this painting. And then they were like, $2. No one. And then the guy finally caught on. He was like, okay, 50 cents. And then finally this guy was like, 50 cents. Yeah, you know, 50 cents won't hurt. And long story short is after that man paid 50 cents for this painting, the guy ended the auction right there and he was like, let me speak to you. He pulls him to the side and he says, look, you paid 50 cents for this painting, but the owner of this painting, in his will, he said, anyone who buys with his own money this painting not only receives a painting, but receives a fortune. And the fortune was over like $100 million. An investment that this guy made for 50 cents, he ended up getting over $100 million for it. That's crazy, right? You know, that same thing is happening to our lives today, because this Christmas, whoever gets the Son, whoever receives Jesus Christ gets it all. Jesus Christ is the best gift that we could ever receive. It's more than money. It's more than getting the latest things. And as we celebrate Christmas, Jesus wants to give you himself. He wants to give you the greatest present. And it's him. That is going to be the greatest gift you can ever receive this Christmas. The question here is, will you accept this gift? I'm going to ask for you to close your eyes and bow your heads where you're at. And if you're saying, Danny, you know what? I want to accept this gift. And I want to accept Jesus Christ into my life. With every eye closed, with every head bowed. If you're saying that is you, just raise your hand where you're at, because we want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. And if you have your hand raised, know that God loves you no matter what you go through, that he loves you with all his heart. And I want everyone to repeat this prayer after me. And it says, God, come into my heart. I want to accept the perfect gift this Christmas. And with every head bowed, with every eye closed, I just want to make a prayer for you guys. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. God, only you know exactly what it is that we're going through. But God, as we get ready to celebrate the holidays, Lord, that you just be with us. That you just help us to understand the true meaning of Christmas. Lord, I know that with all the holidays, we just want to buy gifts. We want to receive gifts. But God, help us to remember that you are the perfect gift, the best gift that we can ever receive, Lord. We thank you. We worship you. We give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.